Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Pastor Cooks, if you're on the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. I ask that you, Lord Jesus, go over these airways, and I ask that you bless each and every one that is on this line, Lord Jesus, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord Jesus. I ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to bless them coming, bless them going, bless them in whatever their hands are partaking in. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to let your blood cover us, Lord Jesus. We ask that you help us, Lord Jesus, to not lean to our own minds, Lord Jesus, but to put our trust in you, Lord Jesus. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. We want all things to be added, Lord Jesus, so that you can get the glory. I thank you for what you're doing for each and every one, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing for this ministry. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, give us a right now, a rhema word, Lord Jesus, a life-changing word, a word that will give us a sense of purpose, direction, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. We ask that you continue to bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have prayer line service on Wednesdays on the number of 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then on Sundays, when we're online, our service begins at 1:30 p.m. on that same 916 number, and you can tune in to the entire church service live. You can also write into us at Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook, FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter is FGH Prayer. We are planning an in-person service for September 12th. That's the second Sunday in September. Our in-person services begin at 12 noon. Those who feel comfortable bringing a mask, please know that you are invited to wear it. We meet inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with our email address, which again, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're sending in your tithes and offerings through the P.O. Box, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just wanted to share that on Wednesday, you know, you had told me to keep the faith and to stay up and stuff like that. That was Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, I got notification that they're paying for my move-in because I'm in a transitional home right now, and it ends on the 28th. And then the job called, and they told me, they gave me a start date of the 23rd, and the move-in date for my place was the 20th. Now today, you know, and I had paid my holding fee. I started my service. I forwarded my mail. Everything was just beautiful. I was just waiting. And so today she called me and she told me, you know, something had came up and you have unpaid rent in Manhattan. I've never been to the East Coast. I've never been to the East Coast. And ever since I've been on this line, you know, with this ministry for like a year or 2 years, I don't remember how long, I have learned that you always say, you know, you got to bring it into remembrance and everything. Like my heart was broken and I started to panic. And I was like, wait a minute. No, because I know what God has done for me. I know where he has brought me from. Every time somebody shares their testimony, I hear of Pastor Cooksey saying the right now word. I hear Shalana saying about the about her paychecks that she wasn't expecting in the mail, and everybody that testifies, you know, and he has never not once let me down. There has been times where I thought I was going to lose my car. I've never lost it. He has never forsaken me. And so I started praising him. And now I know what the sacrifice is praise. And I never thought that his word would stick in my soul or stick in my heart. But all day today, every single word that came up, that he did not give me a spirit of fear. And I was just praising and thanking him. And I honestly don't believe that this will come true, and that's my story. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Sister Dockery. I just want to say I thank you for the words on Sunday. It's been such a blessing. I've been waiting to hear those words from you through God, and I've been praying for those words, and I just want to say thank you so much, Pastor. May God always bless you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, I just want to say thanks to God, and the service on Sunday was amazing. It was a blessing to meet you, Pastor Smith, and some of the other saints, and I just thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Cooksey. I just want to give a testimony of God's goodness, his grace, and his mercy. I want to thank the Lord for having a pastor that has a heart to bless others, giving away the backpacks and the giveaways and everything she does for the ministry, and even down to making sure we get donuts and things of that, just to show her love and appreciation to us. So I thank the Lord for us having a pastor that always has him first in her heart and then her the body of Christ. So I thank the Lord for her.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. I have a testimony. Sister Penny, I just wanted to thank Pastor.
It's two people
Hello?
Testifying. I think there's two, one at a time, please. Penny, you will start. Then the next person, please step in.
Yes, my testimony is that I just thank God for the backpack giveaway. We had it here where I live, my community. When we first came to Modesto, we was coming to the complex building where I live. That's where the backpacks was given out. I sat there for just a couple hours, actually, because I was speaking to a lot of the neighbors, but they all came with their kids. All the kids were so happy, so excited. They were just like, oh, my goodness. Oh, I love this backpack. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they really believed that this was the best quality of product since we've been doing this, and the prices were reasonable. They could not make up their mind. They were like, can I get two backpacks? Can I get three backpacks? And I was like, no, you're going to get one. So I just thank God that they were really, really excited. And, you know, they started school yesterday, and I actually seen the kids wearing a backpack. So God is really, really good, and I had some parents say, oh, I don't need a backpack. You know what? We went ahead and got a backpack for our kids, you know, today or yesterday. So I just thank God for their honesty, and we ended up giving 47 backpacks out to children who were in need. So God bless. I thank you, Pastor, for having a heart for that. And so
doing
my other testimony is Traveling Mercy was over my son. He came from Cal Poly, my oldest son, and I haven't seen him in almost a year. So I just thank God that I'm able to see him, and he's here to take my daughter and to go with me to drop my daughter off at San Jose State tomorrow. So I just thank God for that.
Do anyone else have a testimony?
Pastor Smith, this is Sister Shirley. I just want to thank you and God for the prayer you prayed on July the 8th when I was in the hospital visiting my friend. And now they thought she was going to die shortly after that because of the diagnosis they had pronounced over her. and you prayed for her that day on July the 8th. I also want to thank you for giving me the release slip to take the job as caregiver for her. And I just want you to know she's breaking records, and everything that they diagnosed has not come to pass, and now they can't even find it. They thought she was going to be in a wheelchair. Now she's walking on a walker. She's out walking me. And I just thank God for that, and thank God for you, Pastor Smith. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost will breathe and that the anointing will take over, that flesh will go in the place of death and the Spirit of God is resurrected, that you will speak, Holy Spirit, and have full course. And I thank you for the Spirit of the anointing in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 3, and Jeremiah 29 and 11. Again, Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, and Jeremiah 29 through 11. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a prayer that we're going to pray after the word, because this is a season in life for many, a time of change, going into the unknown. So this prayer that I pray that the Holy Spirit shall anoint me to pray for you, that the Spirit of God would enable you to go through this season in life, a time of change, the unknown. And anytime you go through a place, the unknown, you got to trust God by faith. And that's the first step of faith, walking into the unknown, trusting God. And many have a hard time walking into the unknown, trusting God. You know, you feel good when everything is going according to your own plan. But the unknown is uncertain. It's like a blindfold that's on you. And you have to trust God for those things you cannot see. And so this word is for those. At this particular time of your life, God is guiding you to a place. You may have a blindfold over you where you cannot see that place. You don't understand that place. And everything around you appear to be foggy and uncertain. But there come a time in life that we have to go into a place that's not familiar, unrevealed, undisclosed. And that's the unknown, the unseen. And that's is a step of faith. And there are those that is relying on God and his word, and they remembering his promises, and they're believing this night, and they're stepping out to something that is unknown, something that they cannot see, because God, by his Spirit, is calling many into a place that require them to trust God. So the unknown is trusting God when you can't see, and it's a blindfold over your natural eyes, and everything is foggy. So this is a night, I believe the Holy Spirit would anoint this prayer and this word. Whoever's facing the unknown, and I've met so many on this journey that I have encountered, who has relied on the promises of God in his word for the unknown. And they come out with glorious testimonies. They come out in a place where the Spirit of God prosper them in the unknown. They come out in a place where their whole life are changed. And they had blindfolds on their eyes, but they trust God for leading them into a better place. Then there are those that, when everything is foggy and uncertain, they rely on their own ability, and they fail every time. But I'm talking to someone tonight who's taken a step of faith, And the Spirit of God will enable you to go into that place, that promised place that you cannot see, that he has prepared before you became, that undeveloped place, that unexposed place, that the Spirit of God has prepared for us. And the unknown, you rely on the word of God. You rely on the promises of God. And you go and pray and you surrender your will to the Lord, your plans to God. You release control. And you ask for help as God guides you into that place, because you petition God to lead you into that place where you cannot see, what's concealed, because life is full of the unknown. But this is an hour that God's doing the supernatural for their season in this life, for a time of change. We know by the word of God that Ruth, after she had suffered loss, she had to trust God to walk into the unknown. And the Spirit of God moved through her mother-in-law. And she trusted God that was inside of her mother-in-law. And because she moved into the unknown trusting God, I'm talking about Ruth, God blessed her with a wealthy husband, Boaz. And she had children. And through her lineage, Christ came. Things was fulfilled for Ruth in the unknown, where there was a disappointment and broken dreams and loss. I'm encouraging you tonight. Let no one surround you, encouraging you to remain in a place of loss. There are so many times Satan sent people in your midst to surround you, to encourage you to stay right where you are in your comfort zone, in a place of loss. But life begins when we step out of our comfort zone. And we allow God to go in that place. When we step into the unknown tonight, to receive blessing that God has in store for you. So this is for those that the Spirit of God will break the fall. Where that place where they were crippled, God will strengthen. And you're going to see by the word of God. Hebrews 11:1-3, please.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
This is what the word of God, to have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. It is by faith we understand the world, the universe was created by God's word. It has already been created by God's word for you, the unknown things. What can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen, the word of God. The world was created by God's word. What can be seen was made out of what could not be seen. The word of God caused those things that was not to become. And so that's what the unknown is. The Spirit of God has already prepared for you that thing that you cannot see. The Spirit of God has already prepared that thing that you don't know. It has not been revealed to you. And what faith does is you trust God. You trust his promises. You trust his word. Because the Spirit of God, he will guide you to those places that's unknown. And that's a blindfold faith. That means you're blinded. You cannot see. But you're trusting God for something better. You're trusting God for the things that have disappointed you to be changed. You're trusting God to gain those things that you have lost. And this is a season as never before that there are saints of God
that trust in God to guide them into the unknown, to those places that God said, I shall prosper you there. I shall open doors for you there. You're going to grow in that place. Your life's going to be changed in that place. Because my plans has been set up you before the foundation of the world. And everybody that's saved, who's a disciple of Jesus Christ, there's going to come a time in your walk that you're going to have to trust God for the unknown. You're not going to be able to touch it, see it, or feel it. You're going to know that the promise of God is in your life and you're standing on the word of God. You're going to stand on the word of God until it's manifest. Even when, hallelujah, you cannot see. When everything is foggy, when everything is uncertain, when there's a blindfold over your eyes, the Spirit of God, his eyes is in every place, beholding good and evil. And God goes into that place that you cannot see. The unknown, he goes into that place. He guides you into that place. And when the enemy desires to come against you, the Spirit of God come against that thing that will hinder your destiny. It's time for you to trust God tonight in that new season. I'm talking about the unknown that you cannot feel, you cannot see. But the Spirit of God is calling you to come out of that familiar place. Come out of that comfort zone. And trust me tonight. And I want you to know tonight, there will be many things in your environment that will try to cripple you, that will try to, excuse me, to bring fear upon you, to hinder you. Why? Because Satan is in control of fear. But the utterance of the word come against that strong man. When you apply the word in faith, the word is action. You got to continually speak the word of God. Continue saying the word of God. When there's a blindfold over your eyes, when you cannot see, and that spirit of fear will be crippled by the word of God. We're going to stand now in Jeremiah 29:11, please.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Yes.
This is what God is saying about the unknown to you tonight. He said, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you into a prosperous place and not disaster. Plans to bring your future into the existence. I'm talking about the unknown tonight. I've seen miracles in the testimony of Maddie. Every time the enemy tried to cripple her, I'm talking about the unknown, the Spirit of God gave her a word of encouragement that faith is something you cannot touch or see, Maddie. But the Spirit of God has gone before you. Spirit of God goes into that place. Turn that thing upside down for Maddie.
In the name of Jesus.
Cause that thing to go into utter confusion. His plan goes forth. And he wrecked the things in her life that the enemy want to steal. The enemy is a thief, saints of God. He want to steal your destiny. He want to cripple your future. He don't want you to go into the unknown. But when you step out in faith, you pray in faith, you petition the Lord in faith, you ask him to guide you, you lose control over that thing that you are praying. It's not wrong to plan, but the Spirit of God has a better plan. Many times we go into a place of planning. We plan ahead, but it don't always work out the way we choose. But it's the one who has created everything His plans always work out. I'm talking about the unknown tonight. But there are those that are still crippled in that place. They don't have enough faith to move to the next block. Talking about moving to another state. They don't have enough faith to move to the next block. They don't have enough faith to trust God for the impossibility. They fear the unknown. The unknown crippled them. But I'm talking about them men and women of God that know that God said it, and I will not perish. Disaster will come subject to God. The plans of God is good for my life, and all things should work together for my good. That's what faith is, saints of God. When you step out, when you step out of your comfort zone and you don't let anyone get into your space to encourage you to stay in place, just stay in place. Just stay in this lost place. Just stay in this place of defeat. That's why I always encourage the men and women of God that I'm connected to in ministry. When God is speaking to you to step out into the unknown, 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 your ears must be protected. Your mind must be protected. Your heart must be protected from anyone that will bring discouragement. Anyone that will try to cripple you from trusting God for you to walk into a place of prosperity. Anyone that always see the butt, the heart place, you got to stand in faith. You got to step out in faith. And when the spirit of the evil one come to surround you, the spirit of God defeats the enemy. Everything that will try to hinder Ruth, God had gone before. The favors of God was in her unknown. The blessings of God was in a place of the unknown. Her whole life was changed from the loss, from the brokenness, from the disappointment. Just by saying, I'm going to trust the God of Israel. I'm going to trust the God that you serve, mother-in-law. And she stepped out into the unknown, and she followed the instruction. And by following the instruction, the Spirit of God opened up a new horizon for Ruth. He removed the loss. He took away the disappointment. He removed the brokenness. And so what am I saying tonight? To have faith is to be sure of the things you hope for. To be certain of the things you cannot see. Why? Because the world and the universe was created by a word. A word has gone before you, saints of God. A word has entered into the unknown, to that place of destiny. That place of your future. When God give you a word of promises, it changes your whole life. It changes your future. It changes everything about you. That's what faith does. It goes into that place of destiny. It goes into the unknown. Because the plan of God has gone before you. And all things are working together for your good. Because you're relying on the promises of God in his word. Why? Because you're standing. Sometimes it appears it's like you're on the edge. But I'm telling you tonight, God has the power to keep you in your place of destiny. Because he understands your path. You don't. why he has prepared for you what's ahead. And what happened? He will cause that thing that he has created for you ahead, the unknown that you cannot see, to guide you into that place of destiny, to guide you into that place for your season of change in your future. But this is only for those who trust in God tonight. There are those who have a lot of swelling word, like my old friend would say, an empty wagon make a lot of noise. But when you're full of the word of God, you're full of the promises of God, you're relying on God, you have petitioned God, you have committed to God, you have surrendered to God, you're saying, not my will, thy will be done. You have put away your control, the Spirit of God, on your request, and he began to guide you and help you because your petition goes before you, before him. And you go into a place of what? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You begin to go in a place of praise and thanksgiving. What do praises and thanksgiving do? It elevates your faith. And because you're praising and thanks and giving thanksgiving to God, it overthrows the devil. Everything that is surrounding you, the spirit of praise and worship, that's what he did for Jehoshaphat. Praises and worship and thanksgiving overthrows the enemy, confuses the enemy. The devil goes into utter confusion. When you're thanking God and giving him praise, you're exalting him. You're glorifying him in the midst of those things that's surrounding you, trying to hinder your future, trying to hinder you from going to a new place. Jehoshaphat went into a new place and received the spoils of the enemy. Went into a place of prosperity. And the Lord placed a promise over his life that he would never have to go through those things he went through in his lifetime anymore, because he trusts God. When you trust God, he overthrows disappointment. You gain instead of losing. Those things that have been broken in your life, Spirit of God, heal you from your brokenness. That's what he did for Ruth. Esther, trust God. She said, if I perish, I perish. She fasted. She petitioned the saints to fast with her. Spirit of God confused the enemy. Came against the one that was preparing the hanging noose. And blessed Esther and her people. Because they stood in faith in the unknown, believe in God to do the things they could not do when it was foggy, when everything around them had a blindfold over them, when things was uncertain. That means I'm trusting God. It's concealed and hidden from me. It's out of sight. It's covered up. It's not active. But God shall activate that thing for me. Why? Because his plans are good for me and not evil. Life began when we step out of our comfort zone into that unknown place to receive the blessing that God has in store for you, already done. It was finished on the cross, thanks to God. And anyone who said they are a disciple in their lifetime many times, they have to walk in those places, those steps of the unknown, to see the creative hand of God manifest those things he has already created. I'm not talking about something set up with your natural eyes that some human has set up, that some human has placed some money in the bank for you. That's something you can see, that some human have organized you, put you in a corporation. That's set up by human. But I'm talking about that thing, that the things you cannot see, the things that is foggy. Have no money, yet I trust God. Not in a corporation, yet I trust God. Why? Because the enterprise of humans is falling apart as never before. The enterprises of humans is falling apart as never before. Because the Spirit of God is moving in a season where his people are trusting God in every place. They believe in God for the unseen. They're believing God for things that's not developed. They're believing God and his plan to go into the unknown, already done, that the Spirit of God shall manifest, overthrow, and bring their destiny into reality. It's destiny time, saints of God. It's new seasons that God says shall come forth in your life. It's a time of change to trust God for the unseen. And when you trust God for the unseen, it's thine will be done. You may be on the edge, but you're not going to fall. He's going to keep your feet from slipping. You're not going to fall. Because the power of God has control over your future and your destiny tonight. Because he understands your path, because he's the creator. He already made your path. He has to guide you into that place that you don't have a clue that's there. But when you release control, when you submit to God, his plans go into a place where it's foggy for you, is uncertain for you, but the Spirit of God guides you into that unknown place, even when you're blindfold, saints of God. This is a word of encouragement. All you have to do is surrender to the will of God. Release control for him to guide you and to help you. And what happened? Then you begin to give him thanksgiving. And the Spirit of God go into that place, overthrow, defeat, conquer everything that you can't. And he stopped the spirit of disappointment. Those broken dreams, he revived new dreams. Those things that you lost, you regain. Why? Because you're trusting God to replace the loss, to stop the disappointment, and allow dreams to be manifested. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the first one, I hear two voices. First person, please, what is your prayer request?
Bobby tested positive for COVID, since it be so. I'm asking for prayer of healing.
Who, someone have COVID?
Bobby.
Who?
It's June. Bobby.
Okay,
Bobby,
who has COVID, June?
Bobby has it. She got
Bobby.
Tested today positive. Yeah, she's been sick for
remember, June.
You already prophesied it. So I'm standing on it. I'm not even worried about going to get tested. I'm standing on the word that you are. I'm going to receive the prophet reward. So
I
just
had me to
share
speak that
you.
To you last week.
Yes. So
okay.
Okay.
We're gonna
yep.
for.
Okay.
Would anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. I'm in need of prayer. My prayer request is for me and my health. Right now, I'm just feeling I'm irritated. My skin. I have irritation in my skin and things like that. What's going on? So I just want prayer for that. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
All right. Yes, Pastor Smith. This is...
Okay. Hello?
Yes, Pastor Smith.
Oh, I hear a man voice. Okay, speak, young man.
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Jerome.
Okay.
I have a prayer request for the individual my director, my boss, the training one that you prayed for. We found out yesterday in service that she's in the hospital with COVID.
Oh,
so
my
I would
goodness.
Like prayer for her.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Pastor Smith, this is Sister Cindy.
And okay.
Everything that you spoke on tonight, it brought me to tears. It's everything I'm going through. Everything. And I want to release my control this night because I'm in the dark with a blindfold and I don't know where. I got to go back to work for this person tomorrow. And it's just in the unknown. Until my case is finalized, I got to go back to work for him. So my comfort zone that I've been in is gone. There's nowhere else to run. I got to go back. And I just need you to pray for my strength. Pray for me to be able to stand and be like Ruth and walk into the next part of my destiny. And just give me the strength to just stand and just be still. Thank you.
Okay. Praise God. Do anyone else have a prayer request tonight?
I do, Pastor.
There is
any
more prayer request. Do you have a prayer request, sister?
No, go ahead, Pastor. I know you got me. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Anyone else have a prayer request? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room, Hebrews 4:16. Tame mercy, find grace to help us in the time of need. Father, I thank you tonight. Need your anointing, O God, to breathe upon this word, that the Spirit of God would anoint this prayer. Because, God, it's a part of life. There are times in our lives where we got to trust you for the unknown. When we have a blindfold over us and things are dark and we cannot see. We don't understand. And, oh, God, it's a place where we're unsure. But you are sure, God. Surety is a part of your character. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God come forth tonight, Holy Spirit, speak. That the spirit of disappointment, the spirit of brokenness, spirit of loss, that the Spirit of God ready for a change in our lives, that we must be ready for it also. A change, a new season, a life-changing situation must come forth by the Holy Spirit. We must trust you, God, in a place that's unknown. That you go in a place and activate those things, God, that's undeveloped, is underexposed, that's invisible. We cannot see. I come by the power and authority of Jesus tonight that the Spirit of God will guide this prayer and receive our petition. Because we're relying on the word of God. Remembering your promise tonight, we believe them tonight in Jesus' name. For those that are stepping out to the unknown, it's a call of God over them. They're chosen this hour to trust God. That God, you're going to keep them from falling off the edge. For your power, God, is over their destiny. And God, I thank you tonight for the word of God has gone ahead for them, to prepare them for the path. The things you created before the foundation of the world, God. They're stepping in uncharted territory. And I come by the authority of Jesus that the fear will bow to the word of God tonight. In Jesus' name, we entrust in our lives, God, completely to you. Break off all limitation from our lives to trust you. Breathe new strength. Empower us, God, to walk in confidence tonight into the unknown. Believing you by faith, the finished works on the cross. Fear is temporary. Faith is permanent. We're standing on the permanent spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of fear cannot walk in our past tonight, cannot operate in our lives tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word to dismiss fear from our lives tonight in Jesus' name. Break every evil covenant that has brought fear into our lives in Jesus' name. Stop anything in our environment, God, that will bring fear into our territory. This hour, we thank you, God, that our tomorrow is blessed in the name of Jesus. Our destiny is blessed in the name of Jesus because it is attached to the will of God. Every negative door shut in the name of Jesus. Open wide all doors to lead to blessings in Jesus' name. That the spirit of frustration we bind in the name of Jesus. The spirit of defeat we bind in the name of Jesus. The spirit of delay we bind in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord. Overtake the believers in this night in Jesus' name. Those that's walking into the unknown, blindfold, but yet the Spirit of God see for them. And I thank you, God, for guiding them to those places, God, that's foggy, those places that's uncertain, oh, Father Jesus. Guide them because they're trusting you, God, because you're God in control. God, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will go into that place and touch Bobby Bunn tonight. That the spirit of COVID comes subject to the blood of Jesus. You gave me a word last week as you had me to call you and had me to encourage her that the spirit of healing need to go into Bobby's house. God, I thank you for your healing virtues to attach itself to her foundation. To attach yourself to her body. We cast out the spirit of disease, the spirit of infirmities in the name of Jesus by the word of God, Matthew 8:16. We cast it out in Jesus' name that the spirit of God, his virtue, attach itself to that home, that the blood of Jesus cover that dwelling. We send the word by faith that the spirit of healing has dismissed the spirit of disease. Father, I thank you for touching Penny's skin. Whatever's irritating her skin, Father, I thank you for the soothing blood, the balm of Gilead, that soothing balm. I release by faith to soothe her skin, that the spirit of irritation comes subject to the balm of Gilead, that healing balm. I thank you for massaging her with that healing balm, the balm of Gilead. In Jesus' name, I thank you that her skin comes subject to the word of God, that the healing balm go now and attach itself to her skin, that the spirit of God remove anything that caused irritation tonight, because you say, I'm the Lamb God, that healeth thee. I thank you for your healing virtues. I thank you, God, that the spirit of the word go to the hospital for this training person that our minister Jerome has found favors again. God, I ask that the blood of Jesus go into that place, God. Touch your lungs. Touch your blood system. Shield her and protect her, God. Heal her, God. Let the process of healing go to her through the virtues of Jesus. You say, I sent my word and heal them and save them from destruction. Save her from destruction through the word of God, and I thank you for healing. Father, I thank you for Sister Cindy tonight, that the Spirit of God has gone before in that workplace, suppressing every demonic spirit, every force of darkness that will come in that place, that the Spirit of God, she relied on your word and your promises, God. Go before her now, God, and bring peace into that work site in Jesus' name. Anything that will disturb her peace, that the Spirit of God restrain it now in the name of Jesus. She's in the place of destiny. She's in the place of seasonal change, that the Spirit of God has gone before her and has dismissed every power of darkness that would desire to come against her. That the spirit of strength from the Holy Ghost empower her to walk in confidence. That she's in a new season. And she has victory in it already. That the spirit of God will operate in that place. That everything that will come against her confuse it in the name of Jesus. Break every evil covenant that will come against her life. And I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that make it rich in her environment. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for confusing anything that will come against Maddie move, her job, her relocation, that the Spirit of God will shut every door in the name of Jesus, that her destiny is attached to God and his word, and that her tomorrow is blessed in Jesus' name. Open wide doors, God, that's leading her to these blessings. And I thank you for the Spirit of God to frustrate anything that will come against Maddie and her going into this new location. And I call it done by faith in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that the men and women of God that's going to a new season in their life, a time of change, they're going into the unknown, that the Spirit of God shipwreck everything Satan has set up. I thank you for the Spirit of shipwreck to move in that environment in the name of Jesus. Stop anything, God, that will come against their fresh future, their destiny tonight. Every negative thing, come against and dismiss it, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the Spirit of God, the permanent Spirit of God, which is faith. Stand, O God, like a gate for them. Anything that will try to go through that gate, close it in the name of Jesus. Let nothing but faith move through the gates of their lives. And I call them blessed. I call their season blessed. I call their season not in a place of disappointment, not in a place of loss, but in a place of prosperity. And I begin to, I'm going to thank you for it, Father Jesus, because of Jesus, because the cross, because the finished work. He said it is finished. And I thank you, God, for they walking into those finished places, those finished places that God used his son to conquer and give them victory because of the cross of Jesus. And I give you praise that they are blessed and the favors of God is over their destiny in that place of the unknown, the favors of God. And I give you praise and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. You're not alone. Spirit of God has gone before you. This is your new season in life, time of change. And you're not alone. The Spirit of God is walking with you into the unknown. Receive it by faith and stand on the promises of God because of his word. Rely on it. It's sure. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Listening, Pastor Beeson Smith and the full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.